And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of November, 2016, All Saints' Day. 1952, on this date, the United States detonated the first hydrogen bomb, nicknamed Mike, 1,000 times more powerful than the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They've set it off in the Marshall Islands, about 3,000 miles west of Hawaii, detonated from a ship 30 miles away. The bomb completely obliterated the island. The successful test gave the United States an edge in the arms race, but not for long. The Soviet Union detonated a hydrogen bomb the following year. It's the birthday of the playwright A.R. Gurney, Buffalo, New York, 1930, author of Scenes from American Life, Love Letters, Sylvia, and more recently, Family Furniture. It's the birthday of the novelist Susanna Clarke, born in Nottingham, England, 1959. She wrote the big bestseller Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, 800-page story, two quarreling 19th-century magicians in England who do things like move Brussels to America, a book with over 200 footnotes and a novel within the novel. It's the birthday of Baroness Mitchison, Naomi Mary Margaret Mitchison, born in Edinburgh, 1897, known for her novels The Conquered, The Corn King, and The Spring Queen, her autobiography You May Well Ask. She wrote over 90 books in her lifetime, including Cloud Cuckoo Land, and We Have Been Warned, based on her journeys in the Soviet Union. She was a free spirit. She was a good friend of J.R.R. Tolkien, was one of his proofreaders for The Lord of the Rings, died at 101. On her 90th birthday, she was asked if she had any regrets, and she said, yes, all the men I never slept with. Imagine. And it's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Stephen Crane, Newark, 1871, famous for his novel The Red Badge of Courage, which came out when he was just 24, the book that begins, "The cold passed reluctantly from the earth, and the retiring fogs revealed an army stretched out on the hills, resting. As the landscape changed from brown to green, the army awakened and began to tremble with eagerness at the noise of rumors. It cast its eyes upon the roads, which were growing from long troughs of liquid mud to proper thoroughfares. And one could see the red gleam of hostile campfires set in the low brows of the distant hills." Here's a poem for today by Dorianne Laux, Ray at 14. "Bless this boy born with the strong face of my older brother, the one I loved most, who jumped with me from the roof of the playhouse, my hand in his hand. On Friday nights we watched Twilight Zone, and he let me hold the bowl of popcorn, a blanket draped over our shoulders, saying, 'Don't be afraid.' I was never afraid when I was with my big brother, who let me touch the baseball size muscles living in his arms, who carried me on his back through the lonely neighborhood, held tight to the fender of my bike until I made him let go. The year he was 14, he looked just like Ray, and when he died at 22 on a roadside in Germany, I thought he was gone forever, but Ray runs into the kitchen, dirty T-shirt, torn jeans, pushes back his sleeve. He says, 'Feel my muscle,' and I do." A poem by Dorianne Laux, Ray at 14, from her collection Smoke, published by Boa Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists and game designers exploring new ways to research human cognition. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.